Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I have a lot to say in today's podcast episode, so I will get right into it. Something amazing, but not surprising, happened this weekend. You see, one of my English learning students, Vinicius Oliveira, also known as Lockdog, had yet another impressive victory in the UFC. In fact, the victory was so impressive that even the president of the UFC, Dana White, posted about it on his Instagram page. I've talked about Vinicius before. In fact, I did an entire podcast episode about him in podcast episode number 193. If you haven't listened to it before, I'd say go and listen to it after you finish this episode. I promise you, you'll like it. Now, you might say, but teacher, if you've already talked about Vinicius in a previous episode, why would you want to mention him again today? I want to mention him again today first because he had yet another very impressive victory in the UFC this weekend. But more importantly, I really think that we all can learn something really important from Vinicius, which is stop saying that you can't do it. Not to jump from subject to subject, but like I told you at the beginning of this episode, I have a lot to say today, so please bear with me. Whenever we say, please bear with me, we are saying, please be patient with me or have patience with me. I was in an online group English class the other day when something occurred to me. In other words, I was in an online group English class the other day when I realized something. I realized that there is a student in that group who continuously loves to say, I can't do it. In fact, I've noticed she really loves to emphasize it and say, I am unable to do it. Do you notice the words that she is using here? She is using the words, I can't. Also, I am unable. I have a lot to say in today's podcast episode, and honestly, it's possible that some of you guys may not even like what I have to say, but I'm gonna say it anyway. As I noticed her continuously saying, I can't do it, and I am unable to do it, I noticed that my level of irritation was on the rise. I felt myself getting more and more irritated. When you're irritated, you feel annoyed, maybe even a little angry. In all honesty, I think I felt both irritated and angry at the same time. Why? Because I was wondering to myself, if you truly believe that you can't learn English, and that you are unable to learn English, then why are you even in this class? Why are you exposing me and other students to your continuous negativity? Honestly, that's exactly what I thought. Thankfully, that was our last class for the semester. In other words, that group class ended on that day, and I felt such a relief that I wouldn't have to hear that woman's negativity anymore. I really did. I also felt relieved that nobody else in that class had to hear it again. But now, why did her constant negativity irritate me as it did? Because I realized that day that this wasn't exactly the first time I'd heard her say those words in the classroom. But also, I realized that when a person, man or woman, has truly decided that he or she can't do something, there is nothing that I can do to convince him or her of anything else. In that sense, their presence in our classroom becomes a nuisance for me. Nuisance means annoyance. It means a bother. But also, in that sense, the type of attitude that you are going to hold on to in reference to life and your ability to do anything is entirely up to you. So, in that sense, their presence in our classroom becomes a nuisance for me. To be honest, that type of negative attitude goes 100% against the teaching philosophy of Maverick Lingo. I, as the teacher, I, as the founder, don't want students who whine. I don't want students who complain. And I certainly don't want students who are serial complainers. Students who are serial complainers are students who are always complaining. Students who are always pessimistic about everything. I don't want those types of students because that attitude is so counterproductive. When an attitude is counterproductive, it is ineffective, detrimental, unproductive. Pause the podcast episode here and take notes of these very useful words: counterproductive, ineffective, and detrimental. Thankfully, most of my students are not serial complainers. Thankfully, most of my students are not pessimistic, and I am very grateful for that. But it also goes to show how powerful pessimism is, because one student's pessimistic mind can literally contaminate an entire classroom. So, why did I want to talk about this incident in today's podcast episode? Because I think that we can all collectively learn something from this. And more importantly, why did I mention Vinicius earlier? Because I believe that we can collectively learn something from him too. You see, ever since I was introduced to Vinicius, he rarely ever misses a class. He is so persistent and determined. I almost have no words to describe it. This is even with a very busy and demanding schedule. Somehow, he still finds the time to study English and to give his best during those lessons. He never ever complains, no matter how exhausted he is. Let's say if we are reviewing a text in class, this is what I always hear Vinicius say. Please listen carefully to these words. He says, "Let me try again, teacher." What does he say? He says, "Let me try again, teacher." The key words here are "try again." And if that isn't quite perfect, he says again, "Let me try again, teacher." I've never heard this guy say, "Oh my God, I can't. I am unable to do it." It's always, "Let me try again, teacher. Try again." Isn't that what making progress is all about? Isn't it about falling, but also getting up and trying again? Yes, that's what it's about. That's exactly what it's about. In fact, during Vinicius's UFC fight this weekend, he almost lost in the second round. But I truly believe that it was that burning determination and persistence that made him turn it all around and say, hold on, let me try again. So what is the difference between my first example, you know, the negative Nancy who always complains but never actually tries, and Vinicius who isn't always perfect but who always gives his best? The difference is their mentality, the way they view themselves, the way they view the world around them. I don't even know my first example. I don't know her outside of the classroom, but I can almost guarantee you that she is most likely like that in every aspect of her life. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I am unable to do this. Oh, I am unable to do that. Whereas in the case of Vinicius, he may not be perfect, but he is always willing to give it his best, because at the end of the day, no matter what happens, we are always left with an amazing feeling knowing that at least we tried our best. At least we gave it our best. So please, stop saying you can't. Stop running away from what you know has to be done and do what needs to be done. What needs to be done in English classes, in English courses, is to always try your best. Don't put all the responsibility on the teacher. Be ready to do your part as well. In fact, it's all right to say, I can't, once or twice, but after that, I personally don't want to hear it, period. I don't want to hear it. In episode 193, when I was talking specifically about Vinicius and his road to the UFC, I told you that I believe with all my heart that he will be big one day. I still believe that with all my heart. In fact, he shocked the world again with the most vicious knockout in the history of the UFC. But make no mistake, none of that happened just like that. Poof, magic, out of nowhere. Absolutely not. It all happened because no matter what, he has been trying and trying and trying again. Despite the rainy weather, despite the poverty he grew up in, despite the traumatic events that he has experienced in his life, one of those events being kids bullying him when he was little, telling him that he looks like a street dog. Guess what his fighter name is today? Lock Dog, which metaphorically represents that street dog name that kids were using to bully him with. That's what it's about. It's about confronting what scares you. It's about confronting what makes you think that you can't do it. Same exact thing applies to learning English. If you are going to be in the classroom only to tell me that you can't do it, then what's the point? What is the point then? Why waste your time? More importantly, why waste my time? Then sit at home and be a victim. Live in your little bubble where everything is negative and pessimistic. In my classroom, I want nothing else than, yes, we can do it, teacher. Yes, we can at least try, teacher. Yes, I will give it my best, teacher. And even if I don't get the results that I am looking for, I will at least know that I tried my best. Speaking of trying your best, are you supporting this podcast yet? If not, click the blue link below and show your support to an extremely hardworking, resilient, persistent, and ever so optimistic teacher. Share this episode with your friends, family, students, and I'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you so much.